This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Immigration is a much bigger plague on American society than the Democrats want you to believe. It involves lots of crimes, and those crimes impact you negatively in ways that they don't want you to understand. So, for example, the first crime is them coming into the country illegally, subverting a system that says, come in legally and learn our system of government, our system, our culture. It's an affront to us to allow this to occur. You can't bring in fruit if you come back from Puerto Rico or something. But you can come into this country and bring whatever you want. You could bring bombs. You could bring drugs. You could bring people to sex traffic. You could bring whatever food is on you. And you could bring disease. And leftists say, who cares? But you come in through the normal system and they want to check you for everything. They put a system together that says if you play by the rules, it isn't – forget it. It's far worse to play by the rules. You're better off sneaking into this country trying to assimilate, which brings me to number two. The next big thing that occurs, the next crime that most of these illegals commit is identity theft. I know this because I dealt with it firsthand as a government contractor. I also know it because I know people who've had their identity stolen. Their Social Security turns up having 14 illegals on it, and they have to pay the taxes on those earnings. So that's the second crime. And then there are additional crimes of things that these people do in order to live under the radar. You know, most of them aren't paying their taxes, sending money back home. In other words, if they are working, they're working off the books. Now, the people will tell you, oh, no, their costs, you know, they're paying their taxes. They're doing their part. No, it's another. Not only if they have a green card. The only way they get that green card legit is by going through the legit system. So it's a front. It's a lie. So they've entered the country illegally. They've stolen somebody's identity, and by the way, brought who knows what, stolen somebody's identity in order to get here and to take advantage of the system. Three, they take advantage of the system. They jump on your education system, the welfare system, the medical system. They contribute little back in the form of income, but the Democrats tell you, no, it's all good. This is what we want. Said no country ever. You want people to come over, fulfill roles that you can't fulfill, and come over and visit. And if you really like it, get in line and say, you know what? I want to be a part of this. If I went somewhere and I thought it was absolutely spectacular to live, and I went, I love their system of government. I love everything about them. And I'm willing to leave my country of origin to be there. I would do it legally. I wouldn't go over and say, oh, listen, how do I live under the radar? How do I take advantage of you? How do I steal somebody's identity? How do I not become a contributing member to society? How do I not, you know, get involved in the system that's made this thing so great? You would think people would come here and go, man, America's phenomenal. I want to build upon this great system. No, you want to know why? Because we have leftists in this country. We have people that don't love this country. They don't love the system. They call us colonializers. They call us a patriarchal. Look, if America's patriarchal, I don't know. I mean, Mexico? All of the Middle East? Italy? These countries are built on patriarchal. If there's any country that says, hey, ladies, come over and do your thing, it's America. But they still complain. The reason why I'm bringing all this up is a New York lawyer has been found guilty of large-scale asylum fraud. Do you hear this story? Andrea Dumitru Parsalabui or something like that. That's a tough name to pronounce, but he was caught running a scheme to help immigrants who would normally be denied entry into the U.S. win asylum. See, that's what the Democrats want to do. That's the big game. Let's do something to help these people win asylum when we know they don't deserve it. I don't care if you're a crook. I don't care if you're a sex trafficker. Think about when James O'Keefe said, hey, I'm going to be bringing in with the whole acorn thing. He went to him and said, look, I'm going to be bringing in some Guatemalan prostitutes. 13 underage girls. I need them to live in a house in the hood. And he's there with one of his prostitutes who was played by the Giles girl. And so he was going to go and do this. And guess what? You know what the Acorn women said? Let us help you. Let's strategize on how we can do this, how we can help you bring in underage prostitutes to live in government housing. Oh, well, don't tell anybody. Don't let them know what you're doing. Anyway, this New York lawyer, Andrea Dimitru Parsalabui or whatever, was running a fraudulent immigration system that would allow dangerous criminals to be granted asylum in the United States by fabricating travel history and personal narratives. She was previously investigated over a $5 million corporate tax evasion scheme, was charged in a range of crimes in association with her job as an immigration attorney. Now, I don't know, I'm not going to speak out of turn here, but she sounds like she's an immigrant herself. Andrea Dimitru Parsalabui, I don't know, is she Russian? Following a two-week trial at a federal court in Manhattan, she was found guilty of asylum fraud, making false statements to immigration authorities, aggravated identity theft. So this is where I'm headed. Not getting into the legal system allows people like her to flourish. Why do we allow this? Why do you think Democrats don't fight back against people like her? They claim it's all on the up and up. Look, we've got a legal system in place, and this woman and people like her are trying to get around it all the time. When you think these immigration, when they would get to the United States and they'd say, come in and apply for asylum, people like this lady are the ones who are trying to get them asylum knowing that they don't deserve it. Ask yourself, do you think she cares? She couldn't care less. Her job is very simple. Get people into this country by any means necessary. And the system is set up to where if Hillary Clinton and that ilk were in, she'd be cool. They would let her get away with it. She would flourish in this business and probably has for many decades under Obama, for a decade under Obama at least.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I saw a story about New York, and it reminded me of a call that we got from Conrad. He's one of my buddies up in New York. And I've been talking about how just disgusting San Francisco has become. In fact, so I was at one of these timeshare deals, and they were like, whoa, you could go to, you know, Vegas, you could go to San Francisco. And I was like, San Francisco, And you're like, what? And I was like, have you not seen the doo-doo maps of San Francisco? I mean, it's disgusting. A city that is iconic. Worldwide, people want to come to San Francisco. People have made songs about San Francisco. When the lights go down in the city and the sun shines on the bay, I left my heart in San Francisco. I mean, beautiful place. And I've been there multiple times, just absolutely in the past, loved the city, even though I got my jacket and my camera gear stolen there one time. Some crackhead broke into my buddy's car, but I still loved it. I hate the politics. I hate most of the, I don't hate it, but I hate the politics. I don't hate the people, but I dislike the attitudes of the people in the city, but I still would go. But I ain't going if it's got a bunch of, if you got to wear a hazmat suit. Anyway, here's what my buddy said, because I was bringing up New York, which I used to be there quite often, not as much now that I'm not with Fox, but, and I will be back because I'm working on a deal. But New York is becoming the same way. De Blasio has just made the city a crap hole. And here's what Conrad had to say.
Hey, Kevin, this is Conrad from New York, calling with the latest from New York. And San Francisco is not the only city that is deteriorating. The old New York is coming back. The homeless people in the train station, the squeegee men at the corners, being harassed by bums everywhere, and the lack of civility between folks. The violence is coming back. It's coming back to the old days. And you know, this is a result of people having hated the policies of Rudolph Giuliani. And now we have a mayor that allows everything and anything to happen. So just like you're talking about San Francisco now, don't be surprised if in another year or two you're talking about New York the same way. Conrad from New York out.
Well, thanks for that call, Conrad. I agree with you, man. It's becoming a cesspool. And even worse, the policies. I don't think these people really get it. The policies are what are destroying New York. I was listening to Cuomo, the governor of New York, and he was saying something about Trump's not creating these jobs. New York is creating it. Let me tell you something. Nobody believes that. Trump, New York City survives because of tourism, and it is outrageously priced. And I mean, there's a dozen other reasons, but I'm saying it's mostly around gouging its citizens. High rents, HOA fees, no rent control, so it can go through the roof. They chased out most of the small dollars to make room for the big imported dollars. Lots of Asians and Europeans and Middle Easterners who own places in New York. I mean, even a friend of mine said the Bronx is either now people who are building luxury apartments or it's all government, subsidized housing. One or the other. Hardly anything in between. This is the Bronx. I mean, $1 million in Manhattan, there's hardly anywhere you can go where $1 million is something and you go, whoa. Go to Texas and put $1 million on a home, and I'm telling you, your family will be like, look at you, babe. Wow. Go to New York, people will be like, okay, it's nice. I have, Meghan McCain was paying over $3,500 for a one-bedroom place in New York. I've never been there, but she said her brother, who lived in Arizona, she says the mortgage on his, like, 4,500-square-foot house was less than her one-bedroom apartment in New York, significantly less, and I can vouch for that. You know, I have friends in New York pay $3,000 for, well, I have a friend in New York that pays $3,000 for, what do they call it, a studio? Not a studio. Studio is smaller than a one bedroom, right? It's like 450 square feet. Pays almost $3,500, including HOA fees. Like, you've got to be kidding me. But that's just the way it is. Food, you're paying one and a half minimum of what you'd pay in the real world for food. I'm talking about food you go out and buy. Grocery store food, oh my gosh. I went to, I didn't want to go out to a restaurant or whatever, so, and I was there like 2 or 3 days, so I said, I'm just going to run around one of these little inner city grocery stores. I got a little fruit thing, I got a bag of chips, and a couple of waters, and whatever else. It was $20 for what really constituted a snack. $20. I mean, if I bought it at a convenience store in my hometown, it would have been maybe 9 or 10. It would have been half that. I'm not exaggerating this one bit. It's unbelievable. So they're all these cities, they're so distorted in what they, you know, what in how the world, real world works. They don't get it. Here's a story for you that from an inner city. Actually, I'm not going to cover that. I want to cover this story a little differently. So I'm just going to kind of continue on this thread. I look at these cities and I say to myself, when I go, I understand the distorted view. When I'm away, I'm thinking about, you know, okay, I just spent this much money for this, that. When you go to New York, you change your mindset. They tell you, your room's going to be $332. And you're like, okay. And you get in it, and you think, in the old days, you know, before I would travel somewhere like that, if I paid $332 for a hotel in Dallas, I mean, it's got a doorbell. Ding, ding. Hold on a minute. Got to run, you know, into my closet and grab my monogrammed robe as I get my slippers on, and then I'm going to run across my living room. You know, I mean, it's huge. In New York, that's a room, man. You stay at the Plaza, you're talking about, you know, $600 a night. And nice rooms, but not worth $600. I mean, that's, you know, a good half of a person's mortgage payment in certain areas of the country. That's what you have. But you get used to the distortion. You go, okay, I'm going to pay $350 for a hotel. My cabs are going to cost me a lot of money. Even the thing to get around on the subway, the ticket, it costs more than normal. Food, forget about it. You're going to pay a lot of money for food. Don't try to eat at a nice steakhouse in New York unless you want to pay with your kidney on the black market. It's crazy. But that's the distortion. And so you have these people who are distorted. They don't get outside and see the real world. The same is true of D.C. Same is true of Chicago, L.A. Inside of that bubble of the city, these people, they don't do anything out in the suburbs. Most of them don't go outside of that environment. They don't understand clean air. They don't understand lack of traffic and congestion. Take somebody from, because one of my cousins just recently did this. He flew into Newark, rented a car, and he's going, Kevin, I had no idea the congestion, the traffic and stuff, because he lives in Montana. And, you know, it completely offends the sensibilities, but it's exactly the same the opposite way. But we got to get these people out. We got to let them see the world.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. Today at the White House, President Trump spoke to troops overseas, thanking them for their service. The president also talks about the economy, which on Christmas Eve, the Dow lost over 600 points.
The economy is doing so well that they raised interest rates, and this is a form of safety in a way. President Obama didn't do much of that. Much easier to run when you have no interest rate. He had a very low interest rate. We have a normalized interest rate. A normalized interest rate means a lot. You know, it's good for a lot of people. They have money in the bank. They get interest on their money. For many years, nobody got interest on their money.
The government shutdown rolls on. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky on how many federal workers are impacted.
The partial government shutdown continues. 800,000 federal workers impacted. About half that number considered essential employees like air traffic controllers and TSA agents who are on the job and will get paid retroactively.
This is USA Radio News.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I've spoken often about these ethnocentric racists. Black, mostly. These are people that can say whatever they want, do whatever. Michelle Obama, perfect example. She declared that she was skeptical of Barack Obama when she met him because far too many white people made a big to-do about him. Now, for the leftists who missed the point, ask yourself what you would think if First Lady Melania Trump said of meeting her husband, "I wasn't sure if I liked Donald because far too many black people made a big deal out of him." Yeah, kind of stings a bit when you hear it, doesn't it? When it's delivered from somebody with class and style and panache versus a ghetto rat like Michelle Obama. Oh, I know people are going to be offended. I don't care. But here's the thing. That's what a ghetto rat would say. That's not what a First Lady would say. A First Lady would say, "You know, I haven't had a lot of experience around whites. And so when Barack came to me, a lot of white people were recommending him. And I'll be honest with you, I wasn't used to being in that world. And I treated him with a bit of skepticism." That's a lot different than saying he had a lot of white folks that like him. So I was automatically put off. Yeah. But see, nobody called Michelle Obama a racist. Well, I did. But most leftists
happily ignore this.
They do. They ignore that type of racism. Unless, of course, Melania Trump had said it. Then it would have been plastered all over the news. It would have been, not only is Donald Trump a racist, look at what the First Lady said. She's a total, terrible racist. But nobody said a thing. And those people are all out there. They've been bred. They have been emboldened, put on steroids by people like the Obamas. How pathetic. The legacy of the Obamas. I talked about this before, but it's worth covering again because these types of discussions are needed. This is what hopefully helps you build your backbone and know what to say to people when they confront you with this kind of nonsense. When you hear that story, you can say, "Racism? What are you talking about? Michelle Obama said this about meeting her husband." And white people will go, "Ooh, I didn't know she said that." Yeah, now what are you going to do about it? Anyway, there's other racists out there. Open black racism against whites is the new end thing. It's been happening for the better part of two decades. This type of open and acceptable racism was put on steroid when Obama ascended the presidential throne. But I want to go back to the Smiths. Jada and Will. Ethnocentric racist. Recall they did the Oscars so white. Yeah, the Oscars so white upset these black multimillionaires. Jada spoke out about it. "She's so brave. Look at her. She's so brave." It isn't enough that these people make ungodly money doing what they obviously love, which is acting, playing other people for a living, getting to work out, look good, be able to make themselves age 20 years, 30 years slower than the average person anywhere in the world, doing a job that they get up loving to do, getting to spend all this time with their children, go to magnificent places, eat at the best restaurants, dress in the finest clothes, go to the finest galas, hang out with the in people, and you know what they need? They need a trophy. Without that trophy, they just don't feel whole. So the Smiths wanted more than recognition as black actors. They wanted more than recognition that all the money a person could possibly want in a lifetime, in 10 lifetimes, would want or need. They needed more than that. They needed that Oscar. Because white people getting that Oscar was a problem. It wasn't that the Pinkett Smith and her husband, Will Smith, couldn't go and give themselves their own award. Look, how many spinoffs of these? Well, there was the Oscars. Then, oh, no, let's do the People's Choice. Then let's do the whatever. They have 14 different versions of this thing. How about the Guatemalan Midget's Choice of who they like the best? If you want to give out Oscars and you say, we're going to do the black-only Oscars. We're only going to nominate black people in roles, and we're going to give out the best roles and the best movies, and it's going to be only movies that are for black folks. You're free to do that, black people, you ethnocentric racist leftist. But you know what you want to do? You want to bring input the brown into the Oscars, because they always talk about Americans are afraid of the browning of America. So apparently the Oscars are afraid of the browning of the Oscars, even though Viola Davis got one of the recent ones. Denzel Washington is a perennial favorite for Oscars and many, many others. But because Will Smith playing Bad Boys 14 didn't get his Oscar, or playing some dude with superhuman strength that can move a whale off of a beach, or some funny guy that teaches people how to get married, he didn't get an Oscar, but he gets $20 million a film. Well, Oscar's so white. For me, Oscar's so white was more like, your acting so sucks. But then who am I to judge, right? I don't watch any of that stuff anyway. If it doesn't come to cable where it's technically free, I use my finger quotes, I don't watch it. And if Will Smith is on, I don't watch it. If, what's his name? Samuel L. Jackson? Even though he's got my last name, if he's on, I don't watch it. Jamie Foxx, he's got a new movie coming out, Robin Hood, with the guy I like. I like the kid that's playing Robin Hood. I won't go see that film because Jamie Foxx is featured. Anyway, the Washington Times reported this. Actress Jada Pinkett Smith revealed Monday that white women with blonde hair trigger deep-seated prejudices in her that she's carried since she was a child. A little child. She's a little cherry. She's carrying this prejudice, this rage. The Girls Trip star said on a new episode of her Facebook chat show, Real Table Talk, that she had to keep herself in check when it comes to judging white women, acknowledging that they share the oppression that she also experienced because of their gender. White women understand what it feels to be oppressed because of their sex, Pinkett said. What it feels like to be ostracized, not being treated as an equal. I wish every one of these women in America, these leftist women, when they made that comment, they would get zipped over to a Muslim country or zipped over to Cuba or somewhere. I would just love to see the look on their faces when they came back in horror an hour later going, don't ever let that happen to me. Don't ever let that happen to me again. This is unbelievable that we deal with this stuff all the time. She says, I have to admit I'm guilty to that to a certain degree because I do have my own biases, specifically to blonde women. Blonde hair on women just triggers me, and I've had to catch myself. Now, this is a chick who blonded her hair. Go look. You can see there's pictures of her blonding her hair. So while she sympathizes, this is one of these, you know, leftism meets leftism. This is a black woman who talked about Oscars so white, making crazy money, doing what she wants to do, has every opportunity in this country you can imagine. And you know what triggers her? Blonde women. Blonde women. Yeah. So she's got to catch herself. She sees a blonde. Oh, somebody better hold me. Better hold me back. Okay, so who do we got this blonde in Hollywood? What's her name? Scarlett Johansson. Does that trigger you? Jada. Just curious. Drew Barrymore? Does that trigger you? What's the other one? Charlize Theron? Does that trigger you? So they all become brunettes. Is it just the hair, or is it the hair and the skin color? Because there are a lot of black women, and I'll be honest with you, some of the black women that do blonde their hair, they are good-looking women. Do they trigger you too? Because Jada did that. Maybe it was part of her therapy lesson. Hey, you blonde your hair, then you look at yourself and you say, I love me. I love me. Maybe that'll soften you towards some of these other people and you won't get triggered. I'm just asking. I don't have an answer. What y'all looking at me for? By the way, you like, does anything trigger you? Like, do you get triggered when you see a redhead? Either of you? No? A brunette, a dude with muscles? Because if that was the case, I would be triggering you every day. So I know that's not the case. What triggers you guys? You think, I mean, because there are certain looks of people that like you had a run-in with in school or something that might trigger you a little bit, something like that. Or a girl that looks like your old girlfriend, things like that. I can see people getting triggered in that respect. But Pinkett says she was teased and belittled by white women all throughout her childhood because of the way she looked. I look at it this way. If your parents can't get you over the hump for that kind of stuff, Jada, no lie, guys, I looked for a bad picture of Jada Pinkett Smith, because I was going to post an article about her. I couldn't find one. The girl is beautiful. She's not my type, but she's beautiful. There, you know, the camera angles just catch her. There is no bad side to Jada Pinkett Smith. I'm being honest with you. But it just goes to show you, as beautiful as she is on the outside, I wouldn't spend 2 seconds with this woman. Smith has her biases. Teased. Thankfully for her, her crowd accepts her bias. They accept her racism. This includes the very white blonde women who trigger Smith. They happily embrace her and don't expect any blowback for her. In fact, I suspect Holly Weird is going to laud her bravery in calling out blonde white women. And who knows, maybe she'll even get that elusive Oscar. You never know.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Nobody's going to be surprised by this next story. Nobody. I'm just telling you. It's about the top ethics violators. I don't know if this was just the Senate or House and Senate. Because, man, there are some ethics violators in the House. Maxine Waters leads the pack. You can't violate more ethics than that than little James Brown. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Little James Brown, Maxine. What a proud moment for the Me Too movement, too. Because Senators Elizabeth Fake Indian Warren and Kamala Sleep With My Boss's Harris represent the worst of politics when it comes to ethics. Glad you guys are here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Thanks for being a part. Thanks for helping us get the show put out more. And I don't know, look, I'll be honest with you guys. We don't control who puts the show on, when you get it, hear it, etc. So, call when you want. We're here. We'll pick up. If you want to be on the show, contact me. I will arrange. If you know, if you don't know what time we're in your market, we will Skype an interview. So I'm happy to talk to you. But thanks for promoting the show, and thanks for being here. Because I wouldn't. I mean, well, you know, I can't say I wouldn't do it if you weren't here. But knowing that you're here certainly makes me want to produce a good product. And we've got a lot of stuff coming up. I'm going to be making some serious announcements here soon about what we're doing, TV, radio stuff, and a host of other things, projects we're working on. You're going to want to be a part, believe me. Anyway, I'm back to these two big ethics violators, Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris. A nonpartisan watch group ranked these two Democratic senators as the top ethics violators of 2018. And here's part of the reason why. During the Judge Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings, when Harris laughed as Kavanaugh anguished over false allegations, the two politicians fundraised on his misery. It bugs me even to this moment to think about that. Because of the unethical action of these women, the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, it's called FACT, filed a complaint back in October with the Senate Select Committee on Ethics targeting the two senators, and here's how it read. Senators Warren and Harris sent campaign fundraising emails based upon their official actions during the confirmation process and upcoming vote of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Senator Warren's fundraising email stated her position on the ongoing hearing and, quote, demand to delay the confirmation vote. The email then states, Elizabeth Warren is running for re-election in 2018. Donate now. Senator Harris sent numerous emails fundraising based upon her official duties. For instance, one of Harris's fundraising emails stated she questioned Judge Kavanaugh during the Supreme Court confirmation hearings and indicates her position on the confirmation. She then requests a contribution with a contribute button. Both senators' emails were sent during the confirmation process and before senators were to vote. And their requested campaign donations were intertwined with their official duties as senators. Anybody surprised? Anybody like, oh man, I don't believe you, Kevin. It's not that it happened. I remember reading it while it was happening and saying to myself, okay, it's one thing if it were true. Okay, I could give you a little latitude. It wasn't even true. It was a lie. It was a fabricated lie. It was a bold, targeted witch hunt against a good guy. I'm proud to have lost my job over Kavanaugh. You know what it represents to me? That I'm a man of honor. That I mean, I'm not going to tell you I'm always honorable, but I'm saying when it comes to principle, I stand by principle. And when I tell you I stand by principle, I'll stand by principle even if I'm wrong. In other words, I'm saying, no, that didn't come out right. If, for example, standing by Kavanaugh because I know those women were liars, no matter what was possible for me to gain, even if I sided with somebody else for the interim, when it comes down to the fact that if I sided with the left and said, I believe those women, and it turned out Kavanaugh was right, I wouldn't dogmatically stick with that. I would definitely go back and say, no, I made a mistake, Kavanaugh's right, whatever, even if it were to not benefit me. That's what I meant to say. I don't want to have it misconstrued. So if you get caught in a web of your own deceit, and then you want to back away from prison, no. You're either right or you're wrong. And when you're wrong, you got to own up to it. End of story. I've eaten a lot of crow in my life, and it doesn't taste very good. So anyway, that's what these women did. Tried to destroy a man, used their treachery to enrich themselves. The complaint continued. Here's what they said. Senate ethics rules prohibit senators from soliciting campaign contributions based upon any action taken in their official capacity. by linking a promise of official action with campaign contributions. A senator violates a, quote, basic principle of Senate ethics that guards against conflicts of interest. The Senate Ethics Manual is clear that a senator should, quote, never use the prestige or influence of a position in the Senate for personal gain. This provision was intended as a broad prohibition against members, officers, or employees deriving financial benefit directly or indirectly from the use of their official position. Moreover, senators are to act based upon merit, not on partisan affiliation or for campaign contributions. Anybody think that happens? Anybody think that's happening? You watch Gold Rush? You guys watch Gold Rush? When Tony goes, okay, let's make that happening. National Review commented, they said this. Warren, meanwhile, called the ethics complaint frivolous when informed of the filing during session on the Senate floor, and later called FACT one of the shadowy dark money groups in comment to reporters. So in other words, disregard the actual Senate rules prohibiting what she did and let's do this. Democrats are famous for it. Blame the messenger. Forget what I did. So what, I did it. See, Democrats are famous for that. Those rules don't apply to me because the greater good. And what's the greater good? One, we got to get rid of Kavanaugh. The Me Too movement must flourish. Two, I need to get reelected. In order for me for the ends to justify the means, I got to be able to get reelected. If I don't get reelected, all bets are off. Just ask Hillary. Man, these women should be run out of Congress for their blatant lies against Justice Kavanaugh. Yet Democrats consider both of these shrews potential presidential candidates. Let that sink in for a bit. You not only railroad a dude, you railroad this man. You almost ruin his life. You potentially ruin his relationship with his daughters and their friends and associates, with the community where he was coaching basketball, in his hometown, the relationship with his wife, his job as a judge, his standing in the community, and so on. And you do it just because you're politically inclined to do it, just because you have the power. You feel as though he's not the right person. So you decide you're going to ruin his life. And then in doing so, while it's going on, while this man is crying, he's so distraught. I don't know if you've ever been there, but I've been in that emotional state where I just would rather wring your neck than look at you because of the thing that you did that's so blatantly egregious. Let me tell you, I don't know about you, I've done some bad things to people. You know, not rarely intentionally, but, you know, maybe you jilted some ex-lover or girlfriend or boyfriend, whatever, right? Or you just something, things worked out in your favor, and maybe you were a little more complicit in making it happen than you should have been or whatever. But I would never in my wildest dreams think to do anything close to what these people did to him. And Kavanaugh's story isn't even a bad one. There are people that have been targeted. They've sicked the IRS on him. They've sicked the Justice Department on him. And they try to do that with Kavanaugh. Donald Trump's a good example. The Democrats are sicking the Justice Department on a man that has done nothing. They've sicked the Justice Department on Flynn, Papadopoulos, Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and many others, knowing nothing is gone. There's no connection, nothing. Manafort's another one. And they don't care. They would fundraise over this. They would dance on your grave. Any of these people committed suicide, lost their livelihood, lost their wives, children not speak to them, Democrats wouldn't care one iota. These people should be run out of Congress. These are the last types of leaders we need.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.